The five-day Prague Pride gay festival kicked off on Wednesday amidst heated political controversy. The country's top political figures, including President Václav Klaus and Prime Minister Petr Nečas, have voiced their opinions on the event. Organizers say the media attention will swell the ranks of participants, both supporters and opponents, of Saturday's gay parade through the city center. Jan Richter has the details.
Up to 7,000 people are expected to take part in the Gay Pride Parade through the Czech capital on Saturday, the highlight of the Prague Pride Festival. Held in Prague for the first time, the five-day event started on Wednesday with a photo exhibition, a public debate and several parties and discos. The festival's director Czeslav Walek told Radio Prague about some of the most interesting events the festival has to offer.
I think that we managed to put together a very interesting, comprehensive program. Each day you can find different activities. For me personally, I definitely will go for some of the public debates about hate crime, about LGBT seniors, or about HIV/AIDS. And of course, the highlight of the Pride is Saturday, when we will have now seem like a huge parade through the center of the city, and a very nice concert at the one of the islands in the center.
The reason why organizers expect so many people to turn up on Saturday is a heated political controversy that has surrounded the march. Czech President Václav Klaus last week lashed out against the march when he backed anti-gay comments made by one of his aides. Mr. Klaus also criticized 13 ambassadors who expressed support for the event, including U.S. Envoy Norman Eisen and the U.K. ambassador in Prague, Sean MacLeod. The controversial ultra-conservative figure Ladislav Batora, who was recently appointed to a senior post at the Education Ministry, also entered the fray when he publicly criticized Prague Mayor Bohuslav Svoboda for having endorsed the event. The exchange sparked a response from Prime Minister Petr Nečas, who on Tuesday asked everyone to tone down their rhetoric, as the event had been blown out of proportion. Mr. Nečas said the Czech Republic was a free country, where everyone can voice their opinions, as long as they don't contradict the law. The more vocal opponents of the event include the far-right group Workers' Party of Social Justice, as well as the Young Christian Democrats, who are planning to stage their own rallies in Prague on Saturday in protest against the Gay Pride March. The ultra-conservative stance on homosexuals, now backed by President Klaus, is in stark contrast with the relatively tolerant attitude of most Czechs. Sociologist Jan Hartl is the head of the STEM polling agency.
Our surveys show that the Czech population is relatively tolerant towards homosexuals. If we compare it to our data and cross-nationally, one can say that the Czech society is relatively open.
How is it changing in time? Would you say that the Czech population is growing more tolerant, or that perhaps it's going the other way, that the tolerance is diminishing?
We have no indication that there would be any dynamics in this respect. It seems that this is a relatively stable attitude, not showing any significant development over time.
Under pressure from conservative groups, however, Prague Pride organizers cancelled one of the festival's more flamboyant events, called Naked Party.
Many thanks to Jan Richter.